Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com.
Powered by you.
Hello, hello.
Listener supported.
This is the Relevant Radio Summer Pledge Drive. Answer the call.
Good morning and welcome back to the Patrick Madrid Show. Today is day two of our pledge drive and we're going to begin in prayer as we do each hour of each day of pledge drive in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. And all God's people said, Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is a regular show, as per usual, during the first 4 days of Pledge Drive. So you can call and be on the air with me. I'd love to talk to you. My number is 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. And you can also send me an email by going to the show page, which is relevantradio.com/Patrick. Click on click on contact, and away we go. You can send me an email there. It does come to me. Choose the Patrick Madrid Show option. It comes directly to me, and I look forward to reading your email, and possibly even on the air. 888-914-9149. How about Stephen to start us off in Wilmington, North Carolina? Good morning, Stephen, and welcome.
Hey, good morning, Patrick. I believe I told your call screener that it was in my question that a revelation. It's actually out of Matthew chapter 19. Jesus is talking to Peter and is mentioning that basically he talks about there's going to be each of the apostles are going to be in heaven and they're going to be overseeing the 12 tribes. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if Judas was going to be one of those. And if it's not Judas, then who's going to take the 12th seat?
Well, that's a good question. It's certainly not Judas. I'm of the opinion, I think that's the traditional opinion, that Judas did not make it to heaven, that he went to hell. And I can give you, you know, information from Scripture that supports that view. Some people say, no, you can't say Judas went to hell. But Jesus himself said that Judas was lost. So in any case, I don't think it would be Judas based on the biblical evidence. Could it be Matthias, who is the one who was chosen to replace Judas? We read about that in Acts chapter 1. That's possible. Keep in mind that this is a symbolic number, and it represents the tribes of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel, and how the apostles now are the fulfillment of certain aspects of the 12 tribes of Israel, named after the men who were the sons of Israel, or Jacob at first. So there's a symbolic factor to it. I think we could rule out Judas as being one of them, possibly Matthias. And even if it weren't Matthias, it still doesn't obviate the fact that the 12 apostles as such, as a group, even though one of them fell away, would still fulfill that teaching that Jesus is giving there in Matthew's gospel, Matthew chapter 19. That's how I would look at it. Now, if you want something deeper, patristic, for example, what did the church fathers say on that? St. Thomas Aquinas put together a tool, which I use frequently. It's called the Catena Aurea, A-U-R-E-A, and it means the golden chain. And it is an encyclopedic compilation of patristic commentary on each verse of the four Gospels. So if you were to consult that, it's easily available online for free. I have it on an app that I have on my phone that I really like. It's called the IPieta, which I have no connection to otherwise, but I can access it there. So if you wanted to see what the Church Fathers had to say, some symbolic or mystical connection to that, you would find it there.
Okay. Thanks, Patrick. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you got it. Not a typical kind of question, but a very good one nonetheless. 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Let's get now to Wausau, Wisconsin, and talk to Jeff. Good morning, Jeff. Welcome.
Good morning.
Yes.
I just wanted to say thank you to Relevant Radio and all of who participate in this, and the programming, and all the hosts and guests and listeners. It's
thank you.
I've been listening to Relevant Radio for probably about a year, year and a half. And I grew up in a Lutheran home, was baptized, confirmed in the Lutheran church, and just really got a vague understanding of faith. And by listening to Relevant Radio, it just really opened up my mind and my eyes and my soul into, you know, really digging into my personal faith and my understanding. And
wonderful.
By listening to your guys' programs, it just sealed the deal for me. Just the wealth of knowledge and information and the truth, most of all, that it changed my life, and it's leading me into the path of converting.
That was my next question, Jeff. Is it drawing you to the Catholic faith? And it sounds like it is. Let me ask you a question,
100%.
Jeff. First of all, thank you for the kind words, Relevant Radio. All of us here at Relevant Radio are grateful for that. Praise God, of course. As a Lutheran, even if you were not an on-fire Lutheran, but you were still raised in that tradition, what was it like for you stumbling across Relevant Radio, maybe for the first time? Do you remember what it was like in those early days when you started to listen and
absolutely.
Maybe you weren't entirely sure what it was all about?
Yeah. Well, I think like anybody, you know, you flip through or you seek through the channels on the radios and you come across a station that starts talking about the faith, and you really start to, I think a lot of people kind of turn their noses like, oh boy, here we go. But, you know, God willing, I gave it a chance and listened and really took to heart the words and the things that were being said. And like I said, just by understanding and knowing and hearing the truth, that's what did it for me. I mean, as a Lutheran, they didn't really go into depth into making sure that you understood what was being said and what was being taught. You got the word, but, you know, that's what you were left with to try and determine the understanding and the lesson in those words. And listening to Relevant Radio, I mean, you guys dig into topics that are on everybody's mind at some point in their life, at some point in their journey. And just clarifying that for people, that helps to really open their minds and open their hearts to understand how they're going through their daily life and how to overcome in a spiritual and faithful way and loving way the issues that come up every day. Mm-hmm. And how to handle those struggles and to know that you have someone to go to and avenues that you can go down to alleviate the issues and problems that you're having.
Indeed. I can only imagine a lot of people listening to you right now, Jeff, saying, that guy sounds just like me. He's going through something I'm going through.
Right. Yeah, I can't be the only one, and I hope that you guys continuing your works, that there will be more like me that will have that aha moment and finally see the light, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm so pleased, Jeff, and thank you for the kindness of taking time out of your busy day to talk to us about this. It means a lot to us because it's yet another confirmation of what God is doing through Relevant Radio globally on the Relevant Radio app and certainly all across the country. I would just ask you, Jeff, pray for us in a special way because we are in Pledge Drive right now. So maybe in God's providence, you are moved to call so that other people who are listening right now will be generous in helping Relevant Radio stay on the air. It takes a need of $3 million each quarter to run this big machine and pay the light bills and all the other things that go into it. So this was an especially good time for you to call in and share what Relevant Radio means to you. And I hope that
absolutely. And
translates.
That was kind of my purpose of calling in is to hopefully encourage other people that have had that aha moment like I have to, you know, come forward. Show your appreciation and let's keep this going because there's so many people out there that need this encouragement every single day and people that haven't found it yet. Let's spread the word and get this going.
Amen to that. Amen to that, Jeff. Well, tell you what, we're glad to be a lifeline. We're grateful. And if you could just pop in from time to time and let me know how your journey is going, and we'll be praying for you in the meantime. I promise you that.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Great, great, great way to start day two of our pledge drive. Now we're going to pivot quickly to a message from Father Rocky.
Father Rocky here, asking you to answer the call. Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio. So four times a year, we pass the basket and ask you for financial help. It's our summer pledge drive. And do we have a beautiful gift for you at the $50 a month level. It's an Our Lady of Guadalupe image on an arched slate tile. It's really special. Take a look for yourself at relevantradio.com or on the app. This Guadalupe traditional slate tile can stand upright on a desk, shelf, or table, and no two slate tiles are the same. Again, this beautiful Our Lady of Guadalupe tile is our gift to you at the $50 a month giving level. We have matching funds this hour, so your $50 gift will be doubled if you give now. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the app, or you can call us at 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123.
You know, it's like we watched a miracle happening right here in our day and age as an answer to prayer and the overturning of Roe versus Wade. That was less than 2 months ago, and you got to wonder how much of that was because of the memoraries and the commitment that we've done to Our Lady to help us in this fight against evil. It only happens with your help and your support. What a great gift to give you, as Father Rocky just talked about. The Our Lady of Guadalupe arched slate tile is gorgeous. $50 a month or a one-time gift of $600 or more, and we will send you that as our special thank you.
Yes, and it's easy to do. All you have to do is go to relevantradio.com. Easy. You can make your pledge safe and secure and quickly. And also, your name will be spelled correctly. Not that it wouldn't necessarily be spelled correctly if you call 877-291-0123, but you can have it spelled exactly how you want it. 877-291-0123. That's the old school method. But it's easy and no busy signal if you go to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app.
And when you make your gift online, you'll get that special bonus download immediately in your inbox. It's been produced by Father Rocky, and it's a brand new MP3 titled Cardinal Dolan's 10 Resolutions for Your Eucharistic Revival. Remember, we're at the beginning of a 3-year Eucharistic revival, so desperately needed, and you got to wonder how this timing's working out. Those gifts are yours when you contact us and you answer the call at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone and tablet. I got some folks here that have done just exactly that. Christine and Carver, Minnesota, thank you for your $100 gift. We have Carol in Coon Rapids also making her gift online of $75. That's in Minnesota. Thank you so much for your help and your support. Another one here, we have Deborah in Scott Long Island, New York. Your $10 gift, guess what? Partnership Challenge Hour was doubled to $20. And so was this anonymous donor in North Attleboro, Maine, anonymous donor, $100 gift. That was doubled to $200, and they too made their gift online, so they got that special bonus download. Now, if you can't do your gift online for some reason, whatever, you just like that personal connection with a person, you can always give us a call at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Patrick, we need to see at least $40,000 coming in to make our goal for this hour.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Let's do it. Let's make it happen.
Make it happen.
we need, so that's $40,000. We have roughly 45 minutes left. So that's a fairly big hill to climb, but we can get there. And we'll get there with your help by calling 877-291-0123. Or make your pledge safe and secure at relevantradio.com. While you're there, take a look at the premiums. This beautiful slate image of Our Lady of Guadalupe would be a phenomenal conversation starter in the office.
Beautiful.
Trust me on that.
877-291-0123. Answer the call.
If you stop and think about what it takes to run this big machine called Relevant Radio, like the song says, it takes money, honey.
Hey, that guy sounds a lot like me, Cyrus.
He sure does.
Yeah. Was he auditioning for my job or what?
He got the job. It was you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, every one of these gifts today, every last one of them, every penny is matched 100%.
I love it.
100%.
I love it.
Where do you get a value like that?
At Relevant Radio. That's where you get
a value like that. That's right.
We have generous benefactors who step in and do that for us. We don't have that every hour, but we do have it this hour. So one more time, because this is a regular program, so we're going to get back to phone calls, but I can't help myself. One more time, if you want to make your pledge and you want to have it doubled this hour, call 877-291-0123. Now, the number to be on the air with me is different. That's 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. You just heard Jeff in Wausau, Rasa Lutheran, and he was talking about how listening to Relevant Radio just over time, it kept percolating and kept percolating, and now he's on his way into the Catholic Church. So this is one reason, by the way, when moms and dads call in and they say, well, my college-age son or my college-age daughter or my fully grown, you know, middle-aged son or daughter no longer practices the faith. This is why I say get them to start listening to Relevant Radio. Prime the pump, and we can help you help them. It happens all the time. It happens on a daily basis, it seems. I have an email that came in from Rachel. She says, Patrick, I was listening to your show. A father called in about his son who had struggled with scrupulosity, and it had been deeply hurting him and his wife because their son had also drifted from the faith. He struggled. I struggled with this myself after I had fallen away from the faith and was on the journey back. I also struggled with anxiety and depression at that time. After going to a spiritual director for almost 2 years now, one book he had me read that helped tremendously was Searching for and Maintaining Peace by Jacques Philippe. That's Father Jacques Philippe. I recommend this book to anyone who has been struggling with scrupulosity and or anxiety and restlessness. That's a very good recommendation. I have not read that book, but I have read by Father Jacques Philippe his book called Interior Freedom. And that helped me a great deal. That was recommended to me by my spiritual director. He said it helped him, it helped him a great deal. So I would certainly give two thumbs up with a snap of the fingers to your book recommendation. Now, people are going to write in, what was that book? What was that book you were talking about? The book is called Searching for and Maintaining Peace. The author is Jacques Philippe, Philippe. The author of the book that I read, which is called Interior Freedom, also very good. She said, it seemed like the show had a lot of parents calling in who are struggling with their children falling away. All I can say is this. I'm 25 years old, and my parents are the biggest prayer warriors in my life. Though there was a period of time between when I was 18 and 21 that I had fallen away from the faith, they, her parents, never gave up hope. The Lord used all the difficult times, trauma, and my waywardness to bring me back in a more powerful way. Parents, are you listening to this? Now I go to Mass every day, and every chance I can during the week, I'm a regular at confession, adoration, and the Lord has used all this to inspire others in my life who are lost to come back to Him through my witness. All of this is to say, parents, I can't imagine your pain, but I can tell you that the Lord and Mary are the best intercessors. Never give up hope or stop praying. It may take time, but the Lord is with them always. Also, I love this. I love all of it, Rachel. Every single last word of it, I love it. But thank you for adding this last bit. Also, Rachel says, Relevant Radio helped me when I started my journey back to the faith. It answered many difficult questions I didn't know I had and gave me hope on my own journey that the Lord was really calling me back. Doesn't hurt to send those articles or recommend downloading the app. Those seeds planted will yield the best fruit. She says, thank you for all you do. Hope I can call in soon and ask you some more questions. Well, Rachel, I certainly hope you will. And if you're listening right now, I invite you to call 888-914-9149. But just parents, stop and think about what this young woman is saying really to you. This is more a message to you than to anyone. And that is, if you are, if you are saddened and discouraged and demoralized by your children leaving the church, maybe one of them, maybe all of them, don't let it get you down. Don't let it beat you down. Rachel's a great example of somebody who, much like your parents or much like your children, fell away. Between 18 and 21, she was away from God. She said she was wayward. She didn't give any details. She didn't need to because it's, I think, pretty standard when people fall away. They forget about God. They don't go to church. They don't pray. They don't receive the sacraments because they're busy with the cares of the world and opportunities to have fun. But your prayers in the background as mother and father are quietly working in the background, and your child who's away from the faith or your children who are away from the faith may never even, ever even realize it, like Rachel certainly did with her parents. God bless you, parents of Rachel, by the way, for your steadfastness in continuing to pray for her eventual return. And how wonderful that it happened sooner rather than later. Sometimes it takes a long time, but It will happen. So, Rachel, thank you. I'm not really sure what else to say. And once again, the name of the book is Searching for and Maintaining Peace by Jacques Philippe, Philippe. Cyrus, we have so many great emails that come in from people. As you know, they come in a torrent every single day.
It is incredible. I mean, I saw firsthand in people's eyes 2 weeks ago at the Patrick Madrid experience.
Has it already been 2 weeks?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, well, it's incredible. You can see it in their eyes, the love and support and what Relevant Radio means to them. And they're just wonderful, wonderful people. But we have so many emails. I have a stack here. Kristen says, Patrick Madrid, for your lighthearted humor with words that reflect the current culture, it made me feel less afraid, and now I'm able to fight back some. So thank you, Kristen.
Oh, I like that. Where's she listening?
She doesn't say. So if it doesn't say, it's probably okay. They listen on the app.
Right.
Here's another one from that listens on the app. I have been a fan of Relevant Radio. Like so many others, I found Patrick Madrid quite by accident. I started listening, and he gave me courage for my road back to the church. There's yet another example of someone coming back to the church by listening to Relevant Radio and to your show, and they're coming back to the church. These are prayers answered.
It's so beautiful, and this is replicated across all the shows throughout our 24 hours of programming. We're on 24 hours a day, every day of the year. We don't shut down for holidays. We're on there. And so what you're hearing, Cyrus, what you're reading and what people are hearing right now is much the same as the kind of emails that Timory gets and Drew gets and Josh gets and Kale gets and the Morning Air team gets. People are listening. And you know what this reminds me of, Cyrus? I was thinking about this earlier when we had that call a few minutes ago from Jeff in Wausau. I was thinking about St. Francis de Sales. This is a really important insight, I think. It's important because it comes from God, I think. But St. Francis de Sales, as a 27-year-old Catholic priest, he was assigned to, and this is back in the 1600s, so he's assigned to the Geneva area that had been a stronghold of anti-Catholicism for the prior roughly 60 years or so. It had gone entirely Calvinist. Now, these are good people, but they bought into a system that was deeply, deeply antagonistic toward the Catholic Church. So it was illegal for the Catholic Church to operate in that time for roughly about 60 years. So then there was a new king who came to power, and he happened to be Catholic, so he did away with those anti-Catholic laws. So the Catholic Church was now permitted. But to go into this area where every single person was opposed to the Catholic Church was, in fact, even a deadly kind of mission because there was a lot of hatred for the Catholic Church. St. Francis de Sales, he requested this mission, and he went there as a young man, 27 years old. He hadn't been a priest very long. And you know what he did, Cyrus? It makes me think of Relevant Radio when I think about what he did. He couldn't get anyone to come to Mass. He couldn't get anyone when he would do like a public presentation of the faith or anything. He couldn't get anyone to show up. And a lot of that, he realized, was because of the peer pressure. There were a lot of people, you know, knowing that somebody's looking over their shoulder. So what he did was he composed these answers to many of the objections, and then he would slide them under the doors in the morning, he and his helpers, by the thousands, so people could be in privacy and read the answers to their questions. And little by little, he wound up converting, some say, about 60,000 of these people back to the Catholic Church. That's what Relevant Radio does. There's no peer pressure when you're listening to Relevant Radio in your car. Nobody knows.
It's exactly like that. Great analogy. I love it. We're looking for folks to answer the call here at Relevant Radio. It's easy to do. You can stop by our website, relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or you can call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We have some great thank you gifts for you, and I think this one's really kind of unique and special. It is this Our Lady of Guadalupe arched slate tile. They've used some special technology to put the print that makes it extremely visible and beautiful. It's perfect.
Very vivid.
Yes, very vivid. And the neat thing is each slate tile is unique and different. So the one that you get isn't going to be just like the one that your neighbor gets or your friend at church. Each one's going to be a little bit different because each tile is a little bit different. Very unique gift. And it's yours if you make a special gift of $50 a month or $600. Running a little bit behind, Patrick. We are halfway through this hour and we've only raised $2,000. We need $40.
Oh, man.
So we got some work to do.
Yeah, we do. Well, we can do it with your help. And really, we can only do it with your help. If you want to go to relevantradio.com, you can see this image. Mary says it's unique. I think that's a great word for it. I don't know how else to describe it. If you had this slate tile with this vivid image of Our Lady of Guadalupe sitting on your desk at your office, in your cubicle, or wherever you work, I guarantee anybody who walks into your cubicle is going to say, "Who's that?" And suddenly now you've got a great conversation starter. Oh, that's Mary, the mother of Jesus. She's in the Bible. Oh, yeah, I've heard about her. And then you can start talking about your Catholic faith, start talking about Jesus and Mary. You need to see this. It's really unusual. I've never seen anything like this before. And you can see it by going to relevantradio.com. When you click on donate, you can also see where it says premiums. And there you'll just scroll down and you'll see it there. Take a look at that. I think you'll find it very, very compelling. And the way to get it is to make your pledge of $600. We have this hour matching dollars, 100% matching. So that's where I would go right now and make your pledge and get your pledge matched dollar for dollar.
RelevantRadio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet. And when you make your gift on either of those two digital platforms, of course, we've got this special MP3 download for you again this time around. It's produced by Father Rocky. It's called Cardinal Dolan's 10 Resolutions for Your Eucharistic Revival. That is a special download that comes immediately in your inbox. We still need $38,000 here in the next 30 minutes. We need 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 people right now who are willing to answer the call here at Relevant Radio. And if you can do that with a $5,000 or $10,000 gift, you'll get us that much closer to our goal for this hour. Answer the call at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123.
Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. In today's crazy world, finding companies that align with your Catholic values is a challenge. Your choice of cell phone provider matters. Cyrus and I switched to Charity Mobile, and you should too. Enjoy excellent coverage on America's most reliable network while supporting a pro-life, pro-family company. Use offer code Patrick for a free phone. Don't miss out. Act now at charitymobile.com.
You're vital to our mission to bring Christ to the world through the media.
The Relevant Radio Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Answer the call.
Speaking of answering the call, I am standing by to answer your call. If you want to call and be on the air, the number is 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Now, I don't want to confuse you by giving you the number for the pledge drive, but I do want to encourage you to go to relevantradio.com while you're listening, and you can make your pledge safe and secure at relevantradio.com. You're going to love seeing the premiums that we have as thank you gifts for you. Also, use your Relevant Radio app. You can use both if you want to make two donations, two gifts today. We need you right now. In the meantime, 888-914-9149 is the number to call to be on the program. How about Carlos now in Merced, California? Good morning, Carlos.
Hi, Patrick. Good morning, Patrick. How are you doing?
Yes, I am well, thank you.
Patrick, the reason for my call is because I was wondering if my wife and I can receive communion because she had her tubes tied with our last pregnancy. We do have four children together. And I have two of my own for my first partner. She has one of her own with her first partner. And just prior to this pregnancy, she lost a lot of blood. And doctors said that it was really high-risk pregnancy. Mm-hmm. So it's something that I did not agree to. And I just wanted to make sure if my wife and I can receive communion. She already went to confession.
Okay, that was my next question. So you didn't agree to it, so you're off the hook as far as this is concerned. If you had encouraged her to get a tubal ligation or if you had said yes to it, then you would be involved in that sin as well, but obviously you're not. So that's one box we can check off. As for her, yes, I mean, strictly speaking, if she has repented of this sin and gone to confession and made a good sacramental confession, then yes, she too can go to confession. But there is a lingering issue that I would encourage the two of you to contemplate. And that would be now, because of this procedure, now you have the benefit of the marital act and all of the pleasure that that brings without the responsibility and without the possibility of God blessing you and your wife with another child. So in an analogous kind of way, it's kind of like ill-gotten goods, where you have your cake and you're eating it too. You have the goods that were stolen, if we can use an analogy. You have the goods that were stolen without having to give them back. So there is a dimension of restitution that I would encourage the two of you to really think about. And that can take one of a couple different forms. One form would be to say, as a way to do penance for this sin, we will refrain from engaging in marital intimacy and enjoying the pleasure from that, because it's kind of like ill-gotten goods. We're doing it in a way that does not include the responsibility that should be there. That's one option. And you could decide between yourselves if you wanted to go in that direction. Would that be continuous? Would that be sporadic? Would that be, you would have to think about that and arrive at some conclusion. Another possibility, if you find yourselves thinking about this, and I hope you will, would be for her to get a reversal. And reversals are very common. They're not dangerous, and they're not that expensive anymore. The same is true for the reversal of a vasectomy in the case of a man. Now, the church does not require that. The church does not demand that you do that. But I think in justice, if you consider the restitution aspect of this, then that to me seems to be a virtuous and heroic route to go, so that you no longer have the quote-unquote ill-gotten goods. You now have opened the door again to the possibility that God might bless you. Now, this brings up the other question, well, what about your wife's health? Well, God has provided for that as well. And this is what's known as natural family planning, NFP, in which you refrain from the marital act during the time when the wife's cycle is in its most fertile time, and you can chart and find out when that is and be very accurate and know. And then that too can be a kind of penance for this sin. Not so much that you need to do that, but I think she does need to do that. And you refrain from the marital act during that typically 4 or 5 day period. If you want to be extra careful, you can go longer, but typically 4 or 5 days of each month. And then you will be able to safeguard her health and space out pregnancies if right now, in any case, it's dangerous for her to get pregnant. Okay, well, you can space that out a bit. That's another way that you can handle it. So there are some open doors through which you can walk, and I would encourage you, Carlos, you and your wife, to really talk about those issues and think about what to do next.
Yes, okay, Patrick, I'll talk to her, because that's something we contemplated for quite a bit, even during this last pregnancy. And even before this, we have been practicing since we came back to the faith about 6-7 years ago. We have been practicing NFP, so, even for the last child, we were good. We were practicing good. She was good with our calendar, and, God still bless us. I always told her, I don't want to do anything that's contrary to what the church teaches, but she always would tell me, and I get it, she would always just tell me, you got to see that, my life is in danger, and I just never really had an answer for that. So, I did try to oppose it, but, like I said, right now we have not received the communion. She has gone to confession, but after I talked to her, she has refrained herself from going to communion.
Well, that's a conscience issue. But as I said earlier on, if she has gone to confession and it was a good, sincere confession, there's nothing preventing her from going to communion. And it doesn't sound like there's anything that involves you directly that would prohibit you from going to communion either. But I do want to underscore this issue of restitution and how this can be put right. And if it's possible for you to put it right, I think that's the better way to go. And sometimes it's not possible financially or medically even. But if it is possible, then I would recommend going down that route if you can. That'd be my suggestion.
Okay, Patrick, I really appreciate your counsel, and I'll definitely have my wife listen to this audio, and
thank you for everything you do for our church, Patrick. God bless.
Well, our prayers here at Relevant Radio for the two of you and your beautiful family, and may God grant you many happy years together. Thank you, Carlos. I appreciate it very much. The number is 888-914-9149. If you want to be on the air with me, call that number now. We'll get you on the air. Let's go to Mark now in Menominee Falls. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Patrick. Thank you for taking my call. I heard a caller yesterday talk about, I believe it was in the Gospel of Luke, and about taking up your cross and following Christ means suffering. Now, I guess my question is, well, first of all, I feel like I've been carrying a cross my entire life. I mean, the first 18 years of my life, I lived in an alcoholic abusive household. So there's a cross right there. You know, following that, there were many years of mental issues as a result of that. There's another cross. Now, I'm watching my mother struggle with Alzheimer's, and I'm helping her. And helping her is not a cross. That's a privilege. I can't think of a more gracious thing to do for somebody than to help them with Alzheimer's. But I'm watching her carry her cross. Now, can I help her? Can you help somebody carry a cross? Or is life just one big cross? Or how does, what exactly does Jesus mean when he says, take up your cross? Are there multiple crosses? Are you setting a cross down, picking up another one? I guess I just need some clarification.
I'll do my best. Sure, it's a very good question. So in Luke 14, Jesus says, whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. So this is understood traditionally to be whatever kind of suffering comes your way. It could be really a big form of suffering, up to and including martyrdom, or it could be a minor suffering, a mortification, somebody who irritates you, and yet you remain kind to that person. You're stuck in traffic, and you feel like venting your spleen, but you say, Lord, I offer this up to you. So it could be frustration, it could be irritation, could be somebody's imposing upon you, could be physical suffering, it could be mental anguish, small or large. The traditional understanding of these passages is that you offer that up to the Lord by bearing this cross cheerfully. If you're in a marriage that's difficult, that can be a real cross. I wouldn't know from experience, but I've heard it from others, that if you're in a difficult marriage, that your cross is your wife or your cross is your husband, and yet you graciously and patiently bear that cross by loving the other person, etc. So those are ways that if I were you, I would look at life in all of its many sufferings, large and small, as the crosses that you carry. So that actually gets to your other question. Is there just one cross? No, there are countless crosses. Sometimes you put one down after a while. You know, maybe the cross of having to deal with an irritating coworker, and then the coworker leaves. You don't have to deal with that anymore. That cross is done. And yet there are many other crosses that you may carry. So as a practical matter, if you're attuned through prayer and just keeping your eyes open, if you're attuned to other people having difficulty in life, they're frustrated, they're angry, they're lonely, they're sad, they're hurting in some way, they're financially disadvantaged. It could be any number of things. Yes, to your other question, you can help other people carry their cross, just like Simon of Cyrene helped Jesus carry his cross. He was dragged out of the crowd and made to carry Jesus' cross, but what a blessing for him. And you can be like Simon of Cyrene in large and small ways by helping other people, by alleviating some of the suffering that they're going through. And that's a beautiful thing, Mark. Very beautiful. And it will also lay up treasure for you in heaven. That's for sure. Thank you. I'm going to be right back. This is the second day of Pledge Drive. Mary and I are going to be talking about that once again here in just a moment.
Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Can I add a personal note, Patrick?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
I just wanted to say that you have been an inspiration to our entire family, and listening to you every day has made all of us much more deeply rooted in our faith, and in fact, probably led to conversions of my husband and my two children this past Easter.
Wow. I am... So
I know that's a lot to put on your plate. But since I've gotten a chance to talk to you, I just wanted to thank you personally and Relevant Radio for that matter. So all of Relevant Radio has really helped us all get much, much closer to our faith. And we are out there promoting you and telling those in our church about you as well.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Help us create more miracle moments with a tax-deductible donation to Relevant Radio. Tap the Relevant Radio app or give online at relevantradio.com.
You're listening to Relevant Radio. It is our pledge drive. This is the time of year we come to and tell you what our needs are. And we need $3 million by the end of the week. But we focus just 1 hour at a time. And our need and our goal for this hour is $40,000. Got to be honest, got off to a little bit of a slow start here. I was getting a little bit worried, and I've been kind of watching the ticker going, oh, we need to move a little bit faster, a little bit faster. But don't worry. We appreciate these $100 gifts, $50 gifts. They are so valuable. That is the bread and butter that keeps ours together. But we also need a little bit of mortar coming in here as well. And all of a sudden, boom, it happened. Got some great news, Patrick.
I've been watching this. I love great news.
Yes, actually, two pretty good news is here. We have James from New Gloucester, Maine, made a special gift of $1,000. Yay. Nice.
Thank you, James.
You so much. That was doubled to $2,000. And that made it, that almost doubled what was sitting there in our pot at the time. But then we had an anonymous donor from Bakersfield, California, called in with a $20,000
Say
gift.
What? $20,000.
$20,000. Oh, and it was double to $40,000.
Cyrus is like a child on Christmas morning with all of the shiny toys. That is so that was an anonymous gift. So first of all, thank you for both gifts. We deeply appreciate it, as Mary was saying. I have to jump in, Mary, because I was just in Bakersfield a little over a month ago. And I spoke to an audience, I forget the size, it must be like 600-700 people, it seems to me, at an event that I did there and made so many new friends. And I'm hopeful that one of those friends is the one who made the $20,000 donation just now. Thank you, guys.
Well, there's a good possibility. And that's so exciting. So we've got 15 minutes left in this hour, and it brings down our need to only $16,000 in the next 15 minutes.
That's
Can
huge.
We make it happen? Absolutely, we can make that happen. But we need everyone to answer the call right now at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And your gift, too, will be matched dollar for dollar. It is a 100% match during 100%. This last 15 minutes here of this hour. Actually, it looks like 13 minutes left. So if you've got a $50 gift like Agatha in Bloomington, Indiana, thank you. It was doubled. An online gift coming in from Malacca, Minnesota. Amanda, thank you so much. Your $50 gift was doubled. So was this one from Ham Lake, Minnesota. Love these Minnesota numbers coming in. That's where I'm from. It's my home state. Thank you so much for your help and your support. 877-291-0123. We need everyone hearing us to answer the call.
Excellent.
Welcome back to the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Have a question? Give Patrick a call. 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Patrick Madrid on Relevant Radio. Don't
bring me down. I am feeling a great big Bakersfield vibe right now. I'm just thrilled. Thank you, Bakersfield. Thank you. Can we have some more, please? Pretty please, Bakersfield, because we're ready for some more of that Bakersfield good time vibes. Thank you for that. My scalp is tingling, Cyrus. What is that from? You play it every time.
That's from one of our listeners in Bakersfield.
Oh, is that
it's from with Tom Hanks from the Wilson movie Castaway.
Oh,
and he's yelling Bakersfield, and
oh, why is he shouting that?
I don't. Does it matter? Right? It doesn't matter.
He's gone without food for a long time.
It's just amazing. I love it. So when anyone calls in from Bakersfield, I have to.
They're going to get that.
Yeah.
No, it's good. Let's have some more Bakersfield action today. What a great thing. 888-914-9149. That's the number to call to be on the program. Please remember, this is a regular program. Even though we are doing Pledge Drive, this is our second day of Pledge Drive. We have to get it all wrapped up by the end of business on Friday, but we'll get there with your help An encouragement, if you want to make your pledge while you're listening and even while you're calling 888-914-9149, you can do so by using your Relevant Radio app. Make your pledge safe and secure there. You can also go to relevantradio.com and make your pledge there. And you can multitask. Cyrus, I have a note that came in today. This is a, kind of building on a call that we had the other day. The lady's name, did she say to keep her anonymous? No, she didn't. Her name's Catherine. She's listening in Maine on our 106.7 FM station. Shout out to Maine. She says, hi, Patrick. A woman called recently about why some things are a sin for Catholics but not for other denominations, specifically dating issues. Now, I want to pause there because that I sought to correct that notion at the outset of my comments, and I'll read the rest of your email in a moment. But I sought to correct her to say it's not as though some things in the dating world are sinful for Catholics, but not for other people. When she asked the question, she asked, why is it that some things in dating are sinful for Catholics, but not for other people? So I said, it's not like that. It's just for all people, whether or not you're Catholic, the moral law that God has revealed is for everybody. So I wanted to make sure that was really clear, that it's not that some things are sinful for Catholics, but not for other denominations in this area, okay? So she says, I tried a Christian dating site years ago and found the same problems. What is permissible concerning physical intimacy? Now, by the way, this is a topic that's not suitable for children. It's not going to be gory or titillating, but it's going to be frank. So if you parents think that it's not a good conversation for your children, and if it's age appropriate, I'm really talking maybe late teenagers, you know, old teenagers, older teenagers, on up. Not for the kids. Go for it, Cyrus. Ready, steady, go. Fair warning. Okay. You won't even say it anymore. You just play that.
Ready, steady, go.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. Just for old times.
All right. You got it.
So she says, what is permissible concerning physical intimacy? She mentioned those who say, I follow the commandments, or if Jesus said it or not, that's what I will do. And she, and the lady she's referring to that I spoke to on the phone was saying that somebody told her that, you know, if Jesus said, don't do this, I won't do it. But if Jesus didn't say, don't do it, then I feel freedom to do it, or worse to that effect. So what Catherine is building upon there, she says, so I found that people came up with an erroneous idea that all is permissible except for the marital act. Obviously, an excuse to use each other as objects for personal pleasure, not what the church teaches. Referring to Matthew chapter 5, verse 28, Jesus says, if a man looks at a woman lustfully, he has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Ladies, protect yourself and others with dressing and behaving modestly. We should not lead another into temptation, a brother. Also, right up front, asks what he thinks of pornography. That answer will speak volumes. You're right about that. I mean, you're right about all of it, really. I have five daughters, and we've married off, let's see, one, two, three of them. And when the young man who would become my son-in-law asked me for my permission, we had a long conversation in each case. And this was one of the things I brought up very forthrightly. Do you use pornography? And if you have used it before and you're not using it now, great. But are you using it now? So I was very upfront about that because that can be, as you can imagine, extremely destructive. So to your point, Catherine, if you're in the dating world, that is a very important question to get out of the way right up front. And if the man that you're contemplating dating has a problem with pornography or looks at pornography, I would just move on because he's not in a good position to be able to appropriately date a woman like yourself. So I think that's very good. Now, as far as like what's permitted, I'll just simply say this. Intimacy of various types and stages is appropriate for marriage, not outside marriage. So what about holding hands? That's fine. What about a hug? That's fine. What about a chaste kiss? That can be fine, depending on where you are in the spectrum of dating. But anything beyond that, don't do it, because that's reserved for marriage. And I'll be right back with Mary Graham right after this.
We are in the final 6 minutes of this hour, and we still need $15,000. The only way that's going to happen is if every single person listening right now, if you can hear our voice, you jump up, you answer the call, you either visit the website, relevantradio.com, use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or call 877-291-0123 and make a gift, any gift whatsoever, $10, $15, $25. If you can do that, everybody listening right this minute, I am confident there's enough people listening that will hit that $15,000. However, Patrick,
yep.
What are the odds, do you think, that every single person listening right now will act and will do that? Plan B. Plan B, if you can do a $1,000 gift or a $5,000 gift, or maybe you can do the whole $15,000, then we're sure to make that goal.
Indeed. Indeed we are. In fact, we just saw an example of very heroic generosity. We had an anonymous gift from Bakersfield come in just in the last several minutes of $20,000. So maybe now's the time to remind everybody, if you are in that situation, God has blessed you. Maybe you've done well in the stock market. Maybe you sold a home and you made a real profit on the home and you're not sure what to do with it. We can help you, because Relevant Radio will put your dollars to good use of any amount in helping 24/7, helping people get to heaven, helping people, as a Catholic priest who called in from Duxbury, Massachusetts the other day said, helping people know and love Jesus in this life and get to heaven in the life to come. So that's what we do. And if you want to repurpose some of your money that God has blessed you with, call us at 877-291-0123. Can you make a $20,000 donation? Can you make a $30,000, $40,000 donation? How about a $1,000 donation? Any amount will help right now, but we need you right now.
And we do have 4 minutes left for this partnership challenge hour. It means I can guarantee for the next 4 minutes, your gift will be matched dollar for dollar at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Richard in Long Beach, California, your $100 doubled. Thank you so much to Iris in Madera, California, $150 gift. Ricky in Sun Valley, Nevada, $250 gift. That became $500 just like that. And yours will do the same thing at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123. 3 minutes left. Still need $14,000. Give us a hand here at relevantradio.com or by giving us a call, 877-291-0123.
Come on, guys. Come on. 3 minutes. It can happen, but it's going to require you to press those buttons on your phone.
You can do it!
877-2. See how excited Cyrus is? He's either excited or panicking. One of the
100%.
Two.
100%.
A little bit of both.
877-291-0123. When you go to relevantradio.com, take a look at the premiums, because I want you to look at the slate tile showing a vivid, beautiful image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. It's the image from the Tilma. And if you have that in your workplace or in your home, you're going to be able to evangelize without saying a word. People are going to say, what is that? Who is that? Go to relevantradio.com and make your pledge. You'll see it there.
I want to say thank you to everybody who's answering the request to call right now. People like Michael in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. $20 gift. That's how we do it. That's doubled to $40. Anonymous in Appleton, Wisconsin. $25. Literally, if everybody listening would call and do that $20, $25, or $50 gift, we'd be there. Or maybe you could do a little bit more, like Doria in San Clemente, California. $100. We had an anonymous gift come in from Nashville at $100. An anonymous in Monterey Park, California. $50. Thank you for answering our request and answering our call. Can you do it too? 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Magdalena, thank you so much. In San Antonio, Texas, $500. That's one of our newer markets. We're glad you joined the family.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. And if you want to join the family and answer the call, call 877-291-0123. We're waiting for you. 877-291-0123, or use the Relevant Radio app, or go to relevantradio.com, or do all three if you want to make three donations.
Exactly. relevantradio.com. Use the app. We're down to still needing $10,000 in the final minute. Can you help us out with any portion of that? Perhaps you can do the whole 10. We need to hear from you. relevantradio.com. Use your app or call 877-291-0123.
100%.